It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That is called Bidenomics. That is called Bidenomics, and we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Biden what? She says now? Nope, never heard of it. No, nothing. And I don't give interviews. So yesterday, Donald Trump in Asheville, thousands of people turned out. It's always cool to see that. Some of them gathering as early as 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. to make sure they got in.
Yep.
And Trump's primary focus, as it should have been, was tying Harris to Biden on the economy. He says they're a team, and he's right. They were. They are. They're still a team. Which is funny because Biden keeps throwing her under the bus. Have you noticed this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. If he has any awareness of current affairs, which he may not, okay? He's been caught before unaware of some really big things. He knows she's trying to distance herself from their economic disasters, but he keeps tying her to them. And so does Karine Jean-Pierre, the spokesperson for the White House. So here's Joe Biden. You can hear the helicopter in the background. Sorry about that. And they're asking him, hey, you know, Kamala sure seems to be distancing herself from your economic program. And he says, nah, we worked on all that together.
And he responded to criticism from Team Trump about Kamala Harris being more liberal than Biden. Here's his response.
The issues we've worked on together have made great progress economically. It's a good policy.
Oh, yeah, we worked on it together economically. It's great policy. You'll love it. Probably will love it.
Pay no attention to that inflation that keeps going on.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they keep asking her now, Karine Jean-Pierre, hey, you know, Kamala seems to want to break away from Joe and his record. You know, Kamala, she wasn't really a part of everything y'all did, right?
What I can speak to is the last 3.5 years and how much the vice president was a critical partner in getting a lot of the big pieces, historic pieces done, the heavy lifting. She was part of that, whether it's the Inflation Reduction Act, the first piece of policy, which is the American Rescue Plan.
So the White House isn't having it. They're like, no, this woman's been here the whole time. So a little bit of tension there, I guess. I don't know. But they're not having it.
Well, there's been, you know, rumors of tension between Harris and Biden for quite some time.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, where is Kamala on this? This is Kamala Harris, just shy of 3 months ago.
A few words about our incredible President Joe Biden. Joe's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3.5 years is unmatched in modern history.
Oh, yeah, it is. Not in a good way.
Yeah.
We haven't seen this kind of inflation since the 1970s.
And I remember the 70s.
Yeah, I've heard about them. I've heard they were pretty bad.
Some of it was good, but, you know.
It's funny, like all my in-laws, my husband's parents lived in the South, and they were all Southern Democrats. And that one election flipped them all.
Yeah.
And you could say to, like, my father-in-law before he passed away, my mother-in-law, all you got to say, my dad, same way, all you got to say is Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
And you'll get a mouthful. They're still traumatized.
Then there was that whole disco thing, so.
Yeah, and disco wasn't good either.
No. Oh.
No. But they had great hair. They had great. We've not seen hair like that since, really. But anyway. So all of that is going on. Meanwhile, Tim Walz, Lee, I mean, I know I say this every day like a broken record. that guy's nuts.
Yeah.
He needs help, not more power. More and more and more is coming to light on him with this obsession that he has with going into a war zone and being a super soldier of some kind.
Yeah.
And what's incredible about it is how many Democrats he lied to about this. This just was recovered. This is a press release put out by John Kerry.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Endorsing, listen to this, my brother in arms, Command Sergeant Major Tim Walz. Again, Tim Walz was demoted. He is not and was not at the time a Command Sergeant Major.
John Kerry did actually go to Vietnam to a combat zone. So.
He did, yes. So he actually went into a combat zone. Well, this press release specifically says Tim served our country in Operation Enduring Freedom. He did not. He did not go to the Middle East. It says his perspective as a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom is badly needed in Congress. His men tell me that no one fought harder to make sure they had the tools necessary to complete their mission, which is kind of funny since he wasn't on it and wasn't even in the Guard anymore at that point. So, you know what it looks like here? I mean, I don't think John Kerry deliberately told these lies. I think these are lines fed to him by the Tim Walz campaign, yeah, who once again lied. I mean, Nancy Pelosi lied for him. I don't think she meant to. Same lies. He's on MSNBC as a military and combat expert, and he's sitting next to a general, and that general's lying about his combat experience, probably doesn't know it. So this guy sold himself as the super soldier combat veteran to the party for years, and they used him that way. They used him in a PTSD hearing to talk about, you know, how when he came back, you know, the only talk he got was a movie on a horse to make him feel better. I'm like, well, you don't need to feel better, sir. You don't get PTSD in Italy. You get it in a war zone. So this is just coming out and coming out and coming out. I don't know about this guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering if there's not an effort just to simply use him as a distraction so we don't notice
Kamala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we are distracted by nothing on the show.
No.
We can do it all.
Yes, absolutely.
Nothing gets by us.
Tara can walk, chew gum, and dance at the same time.
Yes. Meanwhile, and you got to see this. Have you seen this video? May 2021. This is from Minnesota. New York Post has it. It is armored vehicles rolling down the streets of neighborhoods in Iraq? No. Afghanistan? No. Minnesota. With armed police and National Guard enforcing Tim Walz's stay-at-home orders.
Grief.
And they were authorized when people left their homes to shoot them with paintballs.
Oh, paintballs. Okay.
Well, yeah, paintballs.
I'm glad you clarified that, but that's still pretty aggressive.
Yeah. Here's
I wouldn't volunteer to be hit by a paintball.
No, because it hurts.
Yeah, that'll sting.
And, you know, when you go do paintball, that's why you put, you know, the glasses
on,
the goggles on your eyes. They could shoot your eye out, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a video taken by a lady shot by Tim Walz and his troops. You can hear them screaming from the street in this video to get back in the house.
Go inside now!
Get in the house!
They were shot on their porch.
By the paintball stormtroopers.
By the paintball stormtroopers dressed in like full military garb. Sent by Governor Tim Walz to make sure that they adhered to his COVID dictates.
Good grief.
Yeah. I mean, you heard that.
Yes.
Sounded like it was Iraq or something. Except they were speaking English and they were in Minnesota. But other than that, yeah.
Good grief.
So If she wins, let's hope that Kamala maintains her good health, because this guy makes her look sane. He is.
So they fired paintballs at people for violating the stay-at-home order during COVID, but they allowed people to burn down cities.
Yes, they did.
In that state.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure we got that right.
Yeah. Also during COVID, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
But as we know, the smoke stops the virus from spreading. Well, that's why you have to set the buildings on fire.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds as good as anything Tim Walz ever said, or that the CDC ever made up. But yes. And by the way, you should see, have you seen the grandma that he put in prison for 90 days?
I've heard about this. I haven't seen that yet, but I've heard the story.
She missed the birth of one of her grandchildren because she was in prison for leaving her coffee shop open. She defied his lockdown. He put her in prison. And she said she went along with it in the beginning because she wanted to do the right thing. And then she noticed that Walmart sure seemed to be open and the strip clubs were open and the liquor stores were open. She said, why can't I be open?
Right.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was mainly the mom and pops that he shut down. She said, I was going to go out of business. I had nothing to lose, I thought. She said, I was going broke. And she ultimately did lose her business. Well, she did have more to lose. He put her in prison. So now she's doing interviews. So let's hope we don't have another pandemic, because I don't want to see this guy in action.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Okay, so Kamala Harris tomorrow is going to propose price controls and crackdowns on companies that are price gouging, she says. She's going to unveil her economic plan. What do you want to bet she never uses the word inflation? Not one time. Folks, this is literally what the Soviets did. And we know what the results will be because it's just been tried throughout history. Scarcity and higher costs. In fact, if you ask Grok, you know, the AI program on X, if you ask Grok what price controls did to Venezuela, here's what it tells you. Grok is, of course, an aggregator. It's an AI program. After the implementation of price controls in Venezuela, primarily under the leadership of Hugo Chavez and continued by Nicolas Maduro, several economic and social consequences emerged. Inflation and hyperinflation, yay. Price controls were intended to make goods affordable for the population, but they led to one of the highest inflation rates in the world. This was partly because setting prices below market value encouraged hoarding, smuggling, and black market activities where goods could be sold at higher prices. The government's response often involved further controls or nationalizations, which didn't address the root causes like currency devaluation and over-reliance on oil revenues. So, what things resulted from price controls? Number one, says Grok, shortages. The price controls made it unprofitable for businesses to import or produce goods at the controlled prices, leading to widespread shortages of basic goods. This was exacerbated by the government's policies on currency and import controls. Number two, economic collapse. The combination of price controls, currency controls, and the drop in oil prices. You know what's interesting? Kamala Harris promised in July of 2023 to bring down prices. And the Democrats have been talking about these price controls and about prosecuting criminally companies they feel have charged prices that are too high. This has been going on for Kamala about a year, for the Democrats for months. Notice they haven't done it. They could do it now, right? I mean, if it was so great, they would probably want to do it before the elections. Everybody would like them. Feel good about the economy, but they're not doing it, are they? Why? because they don't want you to get a look at this, because they know it doesn't work. And if they're going to do it and induce this level of misery, they're not going to do it till after the election. What other problems did price controls cause? Black market and smuggling, with prices set too low, goods were often smuggled into neighboring countries where they could fetch higher prices rather than people actually consuming them, and social unrest and migration. So it sounds like a lot of fun. Grok writes, the aftermath of price controls in Venezuela serves as a case study in how the economic policies can backfire, leading to unintended consequences like hyperinflation, shortages, and significant humanitarian crises. So price controls. And look, folks, we don't know if she means to do actual price controls or if she's going to slap that on a few things and just process show trial some of these big corporations, because they're talking about bringing in the DOJ to do this. That's the Department of Justice. You know, maybe show trial a couple of, corporate CEOs who donated to Republicans but not Democrats, and punish them and try to deflect the blame. I mean, maybe that's as far as she'll go. Nobody knows. But folks, these are Marxist solutions that have been long since discredited. And yet this is what she's saying she's going to propose. We'll have to wait till tomorrow to see what else goes on. Meanwhile, folks, yesterday Trump lost his appeal yesterday afternoon to remove crooked Judge Merchan from his trial. So Merchan will sentence him on September the 18th. That's going to be wild. And of course, he's coordinating with the Democrats. That's been clear from the beginning. This is very much a part of their campaign against him, including what the judge is doing. Trump tried to have the judge removed because his little girl's gotten about $90 million worth of contracts with the Democrat Party. Most especially, she has worked for, get this, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. What are the odds that Trump gets a judge whose daughter has made tens of millions of dollars for her company? She's president. We don't know what the company paid her. I bet it was a lot, and I bet it got passed on to the judge, but I can't prove it. Tens of millions of dollars to work for the Democrat Senatorial Committee, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden. Super convenient. But you can totally trust Judge Merchan to rule. By the way, the other outrageous thing about Merchan, and this is why ultimately this will get thrown out, we just won't see it thrown out before the election. Merchan, by the way, can sentence Trump up to 136 years. The thing about Merchan that's weird, normally if you go into a criminal trial in New York, they use a lottery system to decide what judge you get to make it fair, right? They skip that with Trump and assign him Merchan. Merchan isn't even a part of the lottery system. So in other words, everybody else who has a criminal trial in New York, whether it's for financial stuff or actual crime, will not get Judge Merchan. Only Trump gets Judge Merchan. Which makes it even more of a very strange coincidence that his daughter just happens to work in the past for Kamala, Joe, and the Democrats. Do you know what she did? Fundraising. She's only 30, but she's the president of a company. $90 million in contracts. They raised over $30 million for the Democrats. Fundraising. They do fundraising campaigns. Do you know what the central theme of the fundraising campaigns was? Lawfare. Trump's a criminal. We can't have a criminal as president, was the gist of it. Yeah, Trump's a criminal because your daddy is making sure he gets fake convicted. Like, this is like something out of a third world regime. We would expect this kind of treatment of political candidates in Venezuela. Anyway, the judge rejected Trump's appeal to remove him for bias, and so he will sentence Trump on September the 18th. I'll tell you what the implications of that are coming up. So National Review reporting, they believe that on September 18th, when Trump is due to be sentenced for the 34 felonies, he could get up to 136 years, theoretically, in prison, that they think he probably will not be led away in handcuffs because he'll have the ability to appeal it. So hopefully will not be in prison on Election Day. We'll see. Hopefully. But they have this timed for maximum impact with the beginning of early voting in the swing states and the ballots going out. So it's going to be crazy. to see what happens. I think the point is to paint him as a felon. They have to be careful. This could blow up in their face. I mean, last time they convicted him, he raised $200 million in a couple of days. So it was like, what, 72 hours, something like that? They got to be careful. They're playing with fire. Americans don't like this. They don't. Wow, Taliban look good in U.S. Military uniforms, which they're wearing as they're marching. Yeah, except they didn't shave the beards. It's kind of an eerie look, right? A Taliban parade made the news yesterday. Okay, meanwhile, breaking news. This is a crazy story. So, you know, Donald Trump was in North Carolina yesterday for that rally in Asheville. And apparently, a woman Secret Service agent abandoned her post. Hell, at least they were there, all right? More we could say for the Butler rally. Abandoned her post to breastfeed with, with no permission or warning to the event site agent, according to three sources in the Secret Service community. The story just breaking. So shortly before Trump's motorcade arrival, they're saying about 5 minutes beforehand, the site agency is supposed to be getting ready for the arrival and, you know, maintaining the security of the site. And the site agent is the person in charge of the entire event security. The site agent went to do one final sweep of the walking route and found the agent, who was supposed to be on duty, breastfeeding her child in a room that is supposed to be set aside for important Secret Service official work, i.e. a potential emergency related to the president. The woman, a working agent on duty, just so you know, cannot bring a child to a protective assignment. This agent is supposed to be out of the Atlanta field office. And she was in the room with two other family members who had brought the baby to her. Folks, oh my gosh, I pray Trump has high quality personal security he's paying for. I dearly hope so, or he's not going to make it to this election. Anyway, the report says the agent, the breastfeeding Secret Service agent, who just basically walked off her post to breastfeed, family members show up at the site, bypass the uniform division checkpoint where they're supposed to check into security. Sounds like a super secure checkpoint there, right? Thumbs up. And we're escorted by an unpinned event staff into the room to breastfeed. Sources say. Unpinned means they've not been cleared by the Secret Service to be there. So good to know. Your family members, you're going to go ahead, bring the baby. You know, bring it for a whole family. Just, you know, wait, yeah, go right past that checkpoint. All the assassins do. Crooks did. Just go right past the checkpoint. Ain't no big deal. Bring the baby and she'll just step aside and breastfeed while on duty. We are a laughingstock. You know where they're reading this, folks? Iran. Sure, Taliban are reading it. They'd love to get Trump. I definitely know ISIS is reading it. Because remember, he wrecked their caliphate. They'd love to take him out. This is ridiculous, folks. This is at this point, it's just security is just breaking down at these Trump events. When contacted about the event, Secret Service spokesperson Anthony Guglielmi, who, by the way, has flat out lied before, lied about the Butler event, said Trump was not denied the that Trump had never requested, his team anyway, had never requested any extra security. They had. He just lies. So Guglielmi's talking, you just, whatever. Anyway, he's a spokesperson for the Secret Service. Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi said the incident did not have an impact on the event. It was all secure and all. Okay. Her family just walks in past the checkpoint with the baby so she could breastfeed. She walks right off duty. You know, I guess like, you know, Trump's security is just like, well, you know, if we protect him, great. If not, we've all had a good time here today. And that's what's important, that we all have a good time. And whether the president survives or not, well, you know, if he survives, that's a bonus. But if not, it's okay. It's not like he's a Democrat or anyone of high importance. Here's from the statement from the Secret Service. All employees of the U.S. Secret Service are held to the highest standards. Yeah, right. While there was no impact to the North Carolina event, the specifics of this incident are being examined. Given this is a personnel matter, we are not in a position to comment further. Oh, good. Okay. Dear God, I hope he has good personal security. Folks, at this point, if you can, I'd keep the Secret Service like a couple blocks away from me and give them something to do so I don't get hurt and use my own security. Texter writes, hey, that breastfeeding Secret Service agent wasn't by chance Pete Buttigieg, was it? I'm just going to read the next text from the text line. Texter writes, was the agent immediately fired? Well, the agent in charge of the Butler rally is still working. So I wouldn't guess so. I mean, almost getting the president killed. Getting a man killed as he throws his body on his family to protect them from the hail of bullets is apparently not a firing offense. So, hey, you know, I'm sure she's fine. Texter writes, yet another DEI hire puts Trump at risk after what happened 13 July. Democrats are using Iran to threaten their political enemies in America. Another texter writes, Tara, I guess she has not heard of pumping milk in advance. Did that for many years for my babies. Texter writes, they are wearing USA uniforms because they are the new army of the Democrats. Oh, talking about Taliban, yes. Texter writes, I'm a former law enforcement officer and retired military. I'll be voting for the felon because Democrats keep trying him in kangaroo courts. That is not a thing that I've ever seen in America before. I'm a former law enforcement agent and I will be law enforcement officer and I will be voting for the felon. Oh, that's great. Texter writes, what is a baby doing at a rally? I don't know. It's the Secret Service. Who knows? Texter writes, Tara, didn't The Simpsons predict the start of the U.S. Civil War in September? I don't know. Did they? I'll have to look that one up. Was it this September by chance? Texter writes, when this judge makes, when this judge makes his ruling, that is the nail in the coffin for Trump. We might as well get used to saying President Harris, or as I call her, Kamala Scamish. I don't know about that last part. What, folks, I don't know. I mean, I know they've got to be pulling this right now. I don't know if that helps them if they get him some huge conviction. I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, well, he'll appeal it. He won't go to prison right away, probably. But they can say, hey, you don't want to vote for this guy. He's not even going to be in the White House. He'll be at Rikers. Which, look, after having Joe Biden as president, clearly he's not running the country. Does it matter if you're at Rikers? I mean, I don't think it does. He could just send emails or something. I don't know. No, seriously, they get him a big conviction here. They're playing with fire. I mean, that could be the 2 to 3 points he needs right now to really get beyond the amount of votes that they can manufacture and print in these swing states. I'd be very careful if I was them what I sentence him to. I honestly might be tempted to sentence him to just community service and be done with it. They're playing with fire. They are. It's going to be very interesting to see what the judge does on September 18th. Texter writes, did anybody in Minnesota getting blasted by the paintball brigade shoot back? I bet if that happened around here, it wouldn't go over too well. Yeah, the source on that, by the way, some people are questioning it. It's New York Post. If you want to see the video yourself, New York Post did the write-up on it from COVID. So, and they've got the video there. Just put New York Post walls, COVID, and paintball shooting. It'll come up. Texter writes, Tara, when will the video be released of where Crooks was among FBI agents at the range? Who did he talk to there? Yeah, that's interesting. Information has come out. The range that he regularly shoots at, that he trained at for at least 43 days before the shooting, is frequented by federal agents, including Homeland Security. So that's kind of interesting. Texter writes, was it? So National Review reporting, they believe that on September 18th, when Trump is due to be sentenced for the 34 felonies, he could get up to 136 years, theoretically, in prison, that they think he probably will not be led away in handcuffs because he'll have the ability to appeal it. So hopefully will not be in prison on Election Day. We'll see. Hopefully. But they have this timed for maximum impact with the beginning of early voting in the swing states and the ballots going out. So it's going to be crazy to see what happens. And I think the point is to paint him as a felon. They have to be careful. This could blow up in their face. I mean, last time they convicted him, he raised $200 million in a couple of days. So it was like, what, 72 hours, something like that? They got to be careful. They're playing with fire. Americans don't like this. They don't. Wow, Taliban look good in U.S. Military uniforms, which they're wearing as they're marching. Yeah, except they didn't shave the beards. It's kind of an eerie look, right? A Taliban parade. Made the news yesterday. Okay, meanwhile, breaking news. This is a crazy story. So, you know, Donald Trump was in North Carolina yesterday for that rally in Asheville. And apparently, a woman Secret Service agent abandoned her post. Hell, at least they were there, all right? More we could say for the Butler rally. Abandoned her post to breastfeed with, with no permission or warning to the event site agent, according to three sources in the Secret Service community. The story just breaking. So shortly before Trump's motorcade arrival, they're saying about 5 minutes beforehand, the site agency is supposed to be getting ready for the arrival and, you know, maintaining the security of the site. And the site agent is the person in charge of the entire event security. The site agent went to do one final sweep of the walking route and found the agent, who was supposed to be on duty, breastfeeding her child in a room that is supposed to be set aside for important Secret Service official work, i.e. a potential emergency related to the president. The woman, a working agent on duty, just so you know, cannot bring a child to a protective assignment. This agent is supposed to be out of the Atlanta field office. And she was in the room with two other family members who had brought the baby to her. Folks, oh my gosh, I pray Trump is high quality personal security he's paying for. I dearly hope so, or he's not going to make it to this election. Anyway, the report says the agent, the breastfeeding Secret Service agent, who just basically walked off her post to breastfeed, family members show up at the site, bypass the uniform division checkpoint where they're supposed to check into security. Sounds like a super secure checkpoint there, right? Thumbs up. And were escorted by an unpinned event staff into the room to breastfeed. Sources say. Unpinned means they've not been cleared by the Secret Service to be there. So good to know. Your family members, you're going to go ahead, bring the baby. You know, bring it for a whole family. Just, you know, go right past that checkpoint. All the assassins do. Crooks did. Just go right past the checkpoint. Ain't no big deal. Bring the baby and she'll just step aside and breastfeed while on duty. We are a laughingstock. You know where they're reading this, folks? Iran. Sure, Taliban are reading it. They'd love to get Trump. I definitely know ISIS is reading it. Because remember, he wrecked their caliphate. They'd love to take him out. This is ridiculous, folks. This is at this point, it's just security is just breaking down at these Trump events. When contacted about the event, Secret Service spokesperson Anthony Guglielmi, who, by the way, has flat out lied before, lied about the Butler event. Said Trump was not denied the that Trump had never requested, his team anyway, had never requested any extra security. They had. He just lies. So Guglielmi's talking, you just whatever. Anyway, he's a spokesperson for the Secret Service. Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi said the incident did not have an impact on the event. It was all secure and all. Okay. Her family just walks in. Past the checkpoint, with the baby so she could breastfeed. She walks right off duty. You know, I guess, like, you know, Trump's security is just like, well, you know, if we protect him, great. If not, we've all had a good time here today. And that's what's important, that we all have a good time. And whether the president survives or not, well, you know, if he survives, that's a bonus. But if not, it's okay. It's not like he's a Democrat or anyone of high importance. Here's from the statement from the Secret Service. All employees of the U.S. Secret Service are held to the highest standards. Yeah, right. While there was no impact to the North Carolina event, the specifics of this incident are being examined. Given this is a personnel matter, we are not in a position to comment further. Oh, good. Okay. Dear God, I hope he has good personal security. Folks, at this point, if you can, I'd keep the Secret Service like a couple blocks away from me and give them something to do so I don't get hurt and use my own security. Texter writes, hey, that breastfeeding Secret Service agent wasn't by chance Pete Buttigieg, was it? I'm just going to read the next text from the text line. Texter writes, was the agent immediately fired? Well, the agent in charge of the Butler rally is still working. So I wouldn't guess so. I mean, almost getting the president killed. Getting a man killed as he throws his body on his family to protect them from the hail of bullets is apparently not a firing offense. So, hey, you know, I'm sure she's fine. Texter writes, yet another DEI hire puts Trump at risk after what happened 13 July. Democrats are using Iran to threaten their political enemies in America. Another texter writes, Tara, I guess she has not heard of pumping milk in advance. Did that for many years for my babies. Texter writes, they are wearing USA uniforms because they are the new army of the Democrats. Oh, talking about Taliban, yes. Texter writes, I'm a former law enforcement officer and retired military. I'll be voting for the felon because Democrats keep trying him in kangaroo courts. That is not a thing that I've ever seen in America before. I'm a former law enforcement agent and I will be law enforcement officer and I will be voting for the felon. Oh, that's great. Texter writes, what is a baby doing at a rally? I don't know. It's the Secret Service. Who knows? Texter writes, Tara, didn't the Simpsons predict the start of the U.S. Civil War in September? I don't know. Did they? I'll have to look that one up. Was it this September by chance? Texter writes, when this... judge makes... Oh, talking about the... Okay. When this judge makes his ruling... That is the nail in the coffin for Trump. We might as well get used to saying President Harris, or as I call her, Kamala Scamish. I don't know about that last part. What, folks, I don't know. I mean, I know they've got to be polling this right now. I don't know if that helps them. If they get him some huge conviction, I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, well, he'll appeal it. He won't go to prison right away, probably. But they can say, hey, you don't want to vote for this guy. He's not even going to be in the White House. He'll be at Rikers. Which, look, after having Joe Biden as president, clearly he's not running the country. Does it matter if you're at Rikers? I mean, I don't think it does. He could just send emails or something. I don't know. No, seriously, they get him a big conviction here. They're playing with fire. I mean, that could be the 2 to 3 points he needs right now to really get beyond the amount of votes that they can manufacture and print in these swing states. I'd be very careful if I was them what I sentence him to. I honestly might be tempted to sentence him to just community service and be done with it. They're playing with fire. They are. It's going to be very interesting to see what the judge does on September 18th. Texter writes, did anybody in Minnesota getting blasted by the paintball brigade shoot back? I bet if that happened around here, it wouldn't go over too well. Yeah, the source on that, by the way, some people are questioning it. It's New York Post. If you want to see the video yourself, New York Post did the write-up on it from COVID. So, and they've got the video there. Just put New York Post walls COVID and paintball shooting, it'll come up. Texter writes, Tara, when will the video be released of where Crooks was among FBI agents at the range. Who did he talk to there? Yeah, that's interesting. So information has come out, the range that he regularly shoots at, that he trained at for at least 43 days before the shooting, is frequented by federal agents, including Homeland Security. So that's kind of interesting. Texter writes, was it bring your kid to work day for the U.S. Secret Service? Well, apparently every day is bring your kid to work day at the U.S. Secret Service if you're guarding Trump. Texter writes, Tara, I wish all the silent Republicans can see this. Yeah, okay, and that trails off. All right, we'll be right back. Gosh, remember this song? Brings back memories. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Of course, Google is hiding the story, talking about the breastfeeding Secret Service agent who not only apparently walked off the job at the Trump rally without getting permission from her superiors, she had her family sneak the baby in past what was, I guess, supposed to be security. They went past, they were unpinned. In other words, they weren't supposed to be there, but somehow made it past the security. Oh my gosh. Thank God it was in an Iranian assassin, right? With the baby. Two family members and a baby. What's right in? Nobody noticed. Oh my gosh. You could tell, folks, Trump must have the B or maybe the C team. This is not getting better. Texter writes, presidents can pardon hardened criminals, but won't pardon someone trying to make all American lives better. Okay, well, that's kind of the danger of the New York Keys. It's a state case. So Joe Biden can't pardon Trump, and Trump can't pardon Trump if Trump is president again because they're state charges. They can only do that on federal charges. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I saw that video of police shooting people with paintballs and almost fell out of my chair. Unreal. I know the video, if you see it, is so much more powerful. It's Tim Walz, Minnesota, and it's armed. They're in an armored vehicle and they're driving the streets shooting paintballs at people who defy the Tim Walz orders to stay home, which is kind of ironic because it turned out that actually furthered the spread of COVID if you stayed home, which I actually thought was the purpose. I think they knew that and they wanted it to spread. But anyway, Texter writes, what about the Secret Service breaking into the ladies' hair salon for the Kamala rally? I covered that. You know what I thought was wild about that? It was an angle nobody on our side really latched onto. The owner of the salon, who was very upset that they broke in, I mean, it's a felony and they're not supposed to do it, said, look, they came through like three times to do bomb sweeps. They did? Yeah, before Kamala showed up for the fundraiser. Really? It's weird because the Butler rally that Trump had, remember the neighbors in that neighborhood right there? You could see the neighborhood from the rally site. I mean, it backs right up to the field. You could see it from the podium. The people in that neighborhood were never contacted by the Secret Service. There was no sweeps. They were really surprised because they thought that the Secret Service would secure the area. Never did. But apparently when it's Kamala, they can do multiple bomb sweeps of nearby businesses. It's real weird. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the crazy thing about the paintball shooting is they were firing at people that were sitting on their front porches. They were not walking the streets. Another texter writes, Tara, if Walz could have gotten away, wow, okay, well, away with it, he most likely would have had really shot residents with bullets for breaking his orders. Well, folks, I guarantee you, if Kamala wins, they will schedule another pandemic for afterwards. So we'll see what they do then. Check out the Battleground America podcast. You can download it on the Odyssey app or our website, 98.9 WORD. Gosh, remember this song? Brings back memories. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Of course, Google is hiding the story, talking about the breastfeeding Secret Service agent who not only apparently walked off the job at the Trump rally without getting permission from her superiors, she had her family sneak the baby in past what was, I guess, supposed to be security. They went past, they were unpinned. In other words, they weren't supposed to be there. but somehow made it past the security. Oh my gosh. Thank God it wasn't an Iranian assassin, right? With the baby. Two family members and a baby. What's right in? Nobody noticed. Oh my gosh. You could tell, folks, Trump must have the B or maybe the C team. This is not getting better. Texter writes, presidents can pardon hardened criminals, but won't pardon someone trying to make all American lives better. Okay, well, that's kind of the danger of the New York Keys. It's a state case. So Joe Biden can't pardon Trump, and Trump can't pardon Trump if Trump is president again because they're state charges. They can only do that on federal charges. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I saw that video of police shooting people with paintballs and almost fell out of my chair. Unreal. I know the video, if you see it, is so much more powerful. It's Tim Walz, Minnesota, and it's armed. They're in an armored vehicle, and they're driving the streets shooting paintballs at people who defy the Tim Walz orders to stay home, which is kind of ironic because it turned out that actually furthered the spread of COVID if you stayed home, which I actually thought was the purpose. I think they knew that, and they wanted it to spread. But anyway, texture rates. What about the Secret Service breaking into the ladies' hair salon for the Kamala rally? I covered that. You know what I thought was wild about that? It was an angle nobody on our side really latched onto. The owner of the salon, who was very upset that they broke in, I mean, it's a felony and they're not supposed to do it, said, look, they came through like three times to do bomb sweeps. They did? Yeah, before Kamala showed up for the fundraiser. Really? It's weird because the Butler rally that Trump had, remember the neighbors in that neighborhood right there? You could see the neighborhood from the rally site. I mean, it backs right up to the field. You could see it from the podium. The people in that neighborhood were never contacted by the Secret Service. There was no sweeps. They were really surprised because they thought that the Secret Service would secure the area. Never did. But apparently when it's Kamala, they can do multiple bomb sweeps of nearby businesses. It's real weird. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the crazy thing about the paintball shooting is they were firing at people that were sitting on their front porches. They were not walking the streets. Another texter writes, Tara, if Walz could have gotten away, wow, okay, well, away with it, he most likely would have had really shot residents with bullets for breaking his orders. Well, folks, I guarantee you, if Kamala wins, they will schedule another pandemic for afterwards. So we'll see what they do then. Check out the Battleground America podcast. You can download it on the Odyssey app or our website, 98.9 WORD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.